distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else.
But you.
They were so convincing in their argument.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman, man.
Good morning, good afternoon, or god damn it, good evening. Thank you all for tuning in. We are the People's Champs. We are the Couch Sports. This is episode 65. And I actually want to let people know early for attention span reasons. Before we get down into meat and potatoes, as they say in the South. Potatoes. Catch us on SoundCloud. TuneIn Radio. iTunes. Twitter. YouTube. Instagram. Facebook. We're on everything. I just want to get that out the way, and I'm going to start getting out the way in the beginning now. So, for attention span reasons, in case some of you people don't make it to the end, which I'm too busy for life asses.
Right.
Yeah.
Episode 6, what's it? 65 Village? Yeah.
65 Village. Yay. Two fingers in the air.
I'm from the E-I-L-L-A-G-E. You must be deaf and dumb if you ain't heard of me. You stack rhymes for your hood like yeast. Rolling through the north and the west, but I reps that east. When I'm throwing up my hood, they mistake it for peace. Cause I'm two fingers spread it, cause I'm so OG.
Yeah, that'll work. East Oakland, stand up.
Yeah. Oh, man, pinky's up.
Yeah. So what's going on, man? How you feeling?
Feeling good. It's a little drizzly outside, but, you know, I just ate some honey barbecue Fritos. I'm working out again and getting some
Fritos. The spiral joints?
Yeah, the spiral joints. Them things hurt, though, because I need my wisdom tooth in the back. Man, I got to chew on this side. Them spiral fucks, man. I wish they made them flat, because I love the taste.
Yeah. The tips, they will poke your ass, man. I realized that about, like, tortilla chips and, like, Doritos and all that. Like, if you're not careful, man. And you wouldn't think. You would think, oh, some chips, whatever.
No, they will fuck you up. They will fuck you up.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. You want to get into some heaviness?
Let's talk about, I really loved your, on the PTA website, talking about Ben Carson.
That was actually on Live from Woodward.
Oh. So many websites. Right.
Hey, I know, man. Grind it, man. But on Live from Woodward, I'm doing a new thing, and that involves sharing the Detroit news, kind of like a weekend review. So on Friday or Saturday, I think Saturday might be a pretty good day, to try to let people know what's going on out here, and to update people on what happened during the week, and maybe you can go research it. I'll give you links and stuff like that, you know, every week, so you can see what was going on. Cause I'm gonna do, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm gonna let people see, you know, the good things that are going on here. Try to highlight a lot of positive things. Cause there's a lot of positive things going on. Some of the bad shit and some, like, you know, the more so ugly ass shit that's going on, man. You know, but every city has them, and you can't just always be, you know, yeah, positivity. But the ugly, and this did count as the ugly to me, that Ben Carson came out here, and for those of you who don't know, Ben Carson's actually from Detroit. So I think that's what helped, or that's what hurt even more for some of the people who are from here. And Trump's budget proposal wants to cut out things like, will heavily affect the money that goes into Meals on Wheels, after school programs that, you know, feed kids, And just a lot of things that are going to help, that would usually fund the more vulnerable members of our population, whether it's, you know, the old or the young or very young. But Ben Carson came out here, and I think Trump sent him out here because he's black, and he thought that both of them are very out of touch. But I think he thought Ben will come out here and kind of soothe everybody on what's going on. You know, he wouldn't send nobody else out here to come talk about this kind of shit. But Ben's point was, forget about the numbers, focus on the concept. The concept of what? You're coming out here to tell the people that they're about to cut out all these programs, and you're trying to sell people on how this is going to help them somehow. And nobody wants to hear that shit. I mean, last week he fucked up when he was talking about the African slaves were immigrants that came here looking for work and came here to make a better life. Like, they had dreams at the bottom of the slave ship.
Go through that museum on Ellis Island and look at the pictures of all those people who are hanging up there from every part of the world, many of them carrying all their earthly belongings in their two hands, not knowing what this country held for them. Look at the determination in their eyes. People who work not 5 days a week, but 6 or 7 days a week. Not 8 hours a day, but 10, 12, 16 hours a day. No such thing as a minimum wage. They work not for themselves, but for their sons and their daughters and their grandsons and their granddaughters, that they might have an opportunity in this land. That's what America is about. A land of dreams and opportunity. There were other immigrants who came here in the bottom of slave ships, worked even longer, even harder, for less. But they too had a dream that one day their sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters might pursue prosperity.
And it was like, wait, what? What are we talking about? Like, what are they feeding you out there? You know what I mean? Like, what are they feeding you in D.C.? Like, what is this? And then he tried to backtrack it because people got so upset. But it's, how are you this out of touch when you don't think that people are going to be upset or have opinions about some of the stupid shit you say? You know what I mean? Like, you just look like the token black dude at this point. You look just as stupid as the president does right now, so.
Oh my God! I had no idea he was from Detroit. I had no idea he visited Detroit.
Yeah, he has a. Damn, it's not a school. It's on Warren Avenue. It's something named after him. I damn near want to say it's either a hospital or a little small school or something, and it's named after him. It's on Warren. I can see it, but I just can't picture the name. But yeah, it's he's from here, and yeah, actually, when Trump was running. And for president, and when they came out here, he brought Ben with him. And Ben went to his childhood home. And they went to go talk to the person that lives there, like that was going to help sway the vote or some shit.
It's funny to me because if anybody's ever read or, you know about Dr. Claude Anderson, you know, Black Labor, White Wealth, he's basically saying that the Ben Carsons of the world are the worst enemy to the black populace. You know, the black Republican or the you know, this entity right here. He's the worst person, and he's doing, it's like whatever is going on in the world right now, you know, reading Dr. Claude Anderson's book, he prophesies this pretty much. He predicted all this. And the budget cuts, that's going to happen here in California. It's going to affect. I don't know what's going to happen with the high speed rail now, because transportation has got cut.
That shit was bullshit anyway.
Well, the thing is, they got they have the station. They already have. Well, they don't have the station, but they have the intermodal space down where Salesforce is now, because you know they're building. the Salesforce Tower down where the new terminal, Transbay Terminal, is going to be at. So
yeah.
I guess it's going to be one of those things like, okay, we're going to build the possibility of a high-speed rail getting here, but we don't have the funding for it. But we have the space. We're going to build the space for it pretty much, but we're just going to leave it to be continued. So a lot of potential projects in the future here in California when it comes to transportation are going to be heavily affected.
What pisses BART me is off open- is they do stuff like that, and then it just sits there wasting space that could be used for the citizens. It's just right. sitting there, and it won't be yep. used for decades.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is. BART actually has, I think, $5 or $6 million in the black, so they're trying to figure out what to do with that money. Warm Springs Station is opening.
Why do you have to do something with it?
Because it's basically, if they don't do anything with it, they'll get their budget cut pretty much. It's one of those type of deals. So
okay. Well, improve some cars, man, or improve some of your rails, like in stations, or do something positive.
I found out the reason why BART doesn't run 24 hours a day is because the only time for them to do their repairs to the tracks is, you know, when the station shuts down from 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. So that's when they're doing
it. They run for like 21 hours a day, though, right?
Yeah. So they do a lot of their maintenance between 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. But it's like the infrastructure. And I noticed this thing. I don't know if you noticed this, too, being in the transportation industry. San Francisco, for instance, they call it 024. And basically by the year 2024, they want to have zero pedestrian fatalities. So what they're doing is you have these cyclists, you have Uber, you have buses, you have regular cars. We're all sharing the roads. The roads are getting more narrow. You know, the sidewalks are getting wider, more cafes. You see it on the sidewalk now. So basically, it's the ultimate swindle job. Hey, we're not going to fix the infrastructure. We're going to keep building homes and houses, and we're going to let everybody who, you know, drives or walk, we're going to have them figure it out. We're going to put the responsibility on cars. No, it's not on cars. It's on you guys to fix the roads. How about you, you know, add a left-hand turn light so you can have traffic flow through, that type of deal.
It makes too much sense.
Yeah. I'm actually going to a meeting, and I'm going to tell them some of this stuff because they're really trying to push this. Like, they're basically saying that the reason why there's so many pedestrian fatalities is because it's motorist speeding. That's not true. There's too many pedestrians jaywalking, you know, going when they're not supposed to go. I see it all the time, and they're not held accountable.
You know what? And it does happen all the time. And what sucks is it's almost like everyone's handcuffed or they're not allowed to speak the truth. And if it's people jaywalking across the street, they have on, you know, earphones, earbuds, they're not looking, any of that, and then they get whacked, and then people are like, oh, it's the, you need to start educating these people, or telling these people, Kansas City is gonna, they're about to be the first smart city, and they're experimenting right now, where they're going to, first of all, they're putting Wi-Fi within like, I think it's a 10 to 15 block radius, or maybe it's a 5 block radius. I might be putting too much on it. But they're putting Wi-Fi everywhere, right?
Right.
Which makes you feel like, all right, now everybody's going to be on their phones. So now they're putting these sensors to the ground, so when the sensors feel the presence of a human, lights will change for them. So they won't be getting hit by cars and all that. So you're making people stupider, and you're compensating for it.
See, and I have to just, that's like what I was telling you about an accommodating light, pretty much. Like, why is commerce going to stop just to accommodate like three pedestrians crossing the street? No, you wait your turn for the light. Then when it's your turn, you cross. Why else do our tax dollars go to these, you know, it goes to repairing crosswalks and stop signs and traffic lights? I see it all the time when I'm, you know, when I'm driving, whether I'm in my car or my bus, people, they want to cross when they want to cross. Instead of waiting 5 seconds and letting me pass, they want to go right in front of me. Little do they know, I can't stop the same way a car can stop.
Same way the lady tells you, oh, I can make that left from my car. That's your car.
Right.
It'll be the same people. Well, my car, I could have stopped. That's your car. And because now you get to use your phone, and just because these people won't get off their phones, sometimes, I mean, to me, it's natural selection. It's the Darwin's theory, if you will. Yeah. If you're too stupid to pay attention, and you're too stupid to pay attention, then we don't have to deal with you now, right? But I get nobody wants to hear that kind of stuff anymore. Everybody wants to make me feel good talk, you know.
Everybody wants to hear the pretty lie over the ugly truth.
All the time.
For me, I get every day when I drive my bus, I think about I could kill somebody.
Yeah, so you have to think about that.
Why won't I be on my best game? Unfortunately, not everybody thinks that way when they're basically opposing the bus. They don't think like, hey, this bus weighs 20, 23, 27, you know, tons. It will crush me. Why don't I move out of its way so it can get past? Or, hey, here comes a semi. You know, I'm not going to cut off the semi. I'm going to just go behind it if I need to change lanes. And then I don't understand people's logic. And then
they're thinking about you're in their way and they got to get around you.
Yeah, it's all fine and dandy, but until somebody gets hurt. I was making a right-hand turn, and this happened right in front of the federal building down on Turk. Remember that Golden One I told you about? It's on Turk and Polk up here.
Yeah.
So it's the next block. No, two blocks down on Turk and Hyde. I'm making a right off of Turk onto Hyde. Okay? I pull up to the, you know, Turk is a one-way street, so it's Hyde. So I'm in the number 3 lane, got my signal on. The light, you know, it's counting down. There's some pedestrians crossing. No problem. Waiting for them. My light turns yellow. I look right again. There's nobody nobody in my mirror. I don't see anybody. I start going. All of a sudden, I hear, "Hey man, hey man!" And I stop. And there's a skateboarder on one of those stupid ass electric skateboards who doesn't stop in time, and he almost runs right into the back of my bus as I'm turning. So he makes it through, and I stop. And then when he regains his balance, he swerves in front of the bus, and he flips off the bus. And then he just goes to the building. He was going to the Hastings College that was right there on the left. So I honk the horn and I throw my hands. I'm like, dude, like, what the hell? You almost killed yourself for what? You're not even in a hurry. He got off his electric skateboard and he's just chilling on the steps. And I'm like, what the fuck are you in a hurry for? You're in that much of a hurry for what?
Wow. That's like earlier this morning, out here they have it where it's set up to where you can make a left through an interstate. You can make a left, and then there'll be another light in front of you. But if there's no traffic coming, you can go.
Oh, so, yeah. Like the street from your house, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going straight. We're downtown on Woodward. We're downtown, and it's a car coming.
Were you live from Woodward?
Yeah, I was live from Woodward. And it was a car. They made their little left. It was a big-ass van, actually. I think they were a catering van or whatever. They're supposed to stop at the light because this freaking car is going straight. But no, they want to come barreling through. But lucky for me, I'm paying attention. And I'm watching them looking like they look like they want to keep going. So I slow down. They really about to keep going. I have a green light. And they decide, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep going. And they almost freaking T-bone us. I stop right before they hit us. And they're looking at us like we the problem. And I'm sitting here like, we got a green light. Your shit's been red for I don't know how long. Just because you're in a rush. Like, I don't really piss me off. Man. But this happens all the time everywhere. And I'm really tired of the fact that people can mess up on a regular basis and then treat you like you're in the wrong because they don't want to admit to fault.
No, it's like what you said earlier when we started talking about transportation and on this podcast, like with the Kansas City thing, because society is coddling this. You're not holding pedestrians' feet to the fire. You're not holding them accountable. Safety, as bus drivers, everybody knows, as commercial drivers, they preach, safety begins with you. Yes, but it's what do you want me to do if I'm doing 60 miles an hour and somebody's like, hey, there's that Facebook bus. I'm going to go get in its way and cut it off.
Yeah.
and I get into an accident, well, how is that a preventable accident? You're being targeted. You literally have people that know that who you drive for and that the company might have some money and they want insurance payout. You're getting targeted. You know how many times my coworkers tell me, like, somebody like jumps in front of the bus and like, or hey, you clip me and all this. Right. Or just a pedestrian as you're making a turn will stop because they want you to hit them. And I'm like, okay, if I hit you, you're going to die.
Right. You might not live to see that payout.
Right. And like, here's the thing. Who's to say that I'm in the wrong? That's one thing. I'm like, just, and that's the thing. That's one thing a lot of people don't realize. When you're a commercial driver, because the investigators, they don't have the commercial license. They're going to look at it always from a, because now we're in this pedestrian, like, are always in the right. I looked at the San Francisco law book about what it says about right-of-way laws, about pedestrians. A pedestrian is only supposed to cross the street if, you know, like, if it's safe for them to do so. It says they can but here's the thing. How do you put a law on common sense? So my common sense is different.
You don't, because everybody's running with the whole, pedestrians have the right-of-way no matter what. You've been hearing that since you were a kid, and people take that to heart. Nobody's going to do what you did and go look up the actual law. Like, no, everybody's too lazy for that.
It's just like, well, because their livelihood isn't on the line. It's just like I tell my passengers, wait till the bus stops before you come to the stairs. Because if you slip, that's on me. You know,
oh, when it's time to get off?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, well, you know, because the MCI door, you got to push and hold it. You don't just push the door button. You got to press and hold it, and it opens hella slow. And
they people do that on transit buses, like, too. Like, you're coming to a stop, and people will start walking down the stairs. You're like, what are you doing? Or even better, the people who are about to get on, like, with bikes, you're pulling up to a stop, they'll walk in front of you with a bike. Like, I don't stop on a dime. That doesn't mean I'm still stopping. I'm not stopped.
Right.
I'm still in the process. That doesn't mean jump in front of me.
Wait till the doors are open. I just don't understand people. Like, I really think people are just dumber today in this day and age because they don't have to work for anything.
With their smart devices. That's the funny part.
I think Sister Lady G had a post about what will we do if either Lady G or Dr. God, and I can't remember, about what would we do if we had no internet. And I was like, well, for us, for me, you, yourself, and people that are older than us, the internet at the time in the early 90s, early mid 90s, the internet was a luxury for people. It was a luxury for people. You know, now it's common for, you know, you see a homeless person with a smartphone that has internet access. Like, now everybody,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like real talk, right? So, so for us, we'll be okay. You know, just take like a few days to readapt. But for, you know, my daughter, oh, they're screwed. Look how many homework assignments they have to do. Like, oh, go to Google Chromebooks or whatever, Apple Books, and look up this assignment. Here's your homework's all online. Everything's online based. Okay, so if everything's online, you're setting the kids up for failure because you know they're going to get sidetracked about something.
They're going to get sidetracked with not only social media, they're going to get sidetracked with whatever news story, something they want to look up when they were at school, they were thinking about it. Anything. You put me on Google, man, come on, man. And on top of that, I mean, I'm cheating on Google. I mean, if Google was around back in, man, we would have straight A's. Like, it makes no sense.
It's funny. I want to know if anybody's a listener that's a teacher. When you're doing a book report, when your student is doing a book report and they cite, like, they use a bibliography or they cite their sources, can they put Google? Like, how does that, like, because remember back in our day, we had to go through microfilm, microfiche, books. We had to, you know, put the author, write it correctly and all that other stuff. Like, what constitutes a proper, like, etiquette for a book report nowadays? That's what I want to know. Or, hey, they have books online now, so it's like you don't even, like, I that's what I want to know. Like, it's so many.
I feel like it's loopholes and everything now. I feel like I can get away with anything now. Like, if these kids, like, you're smart enough and with your young brains, if you really want to get around anything, you really can. Even with your book reports. Like,
right.
it's not that difficult. I would think. I can cite whoever. You can look it up, but I mean, shit. This shit is crazy, man.
I was going back to the budget, you know, because education sucks here. And I was watching Michael Moore's Where to Invade Next. And, you know, he was in a lot of the European. The premise of Where to Invade Next is he goes to Europe. He says, you know, I'm going to go to Europe, to all like the Caucasian-based countries, and I'm going to basically invade them and see what they think about our policies or what they do differently from us. And then I'm going to try to take what they do and bring it back here to America. And basically, you know, he goes to France, he goes to Germany, he goes to Finland, he goes to Iceland, talks about all this stuff, education, drugs, women's rights, all this other stuff, you know, that healthcare, all these things that we're lacking in the United States. And one of the things that like a lot of teachers agreed with, I think it was in Norway, was that the United States has to get rid of standardized testing. How could somebody be smart if the choices are presented to them? Like, right. Hey, what's the answer to this? A, B, C, or D? You have one right answer, two right answers, and one answer might be somewhat right. So basically, you're guessing. Some people pretty are much, great test takers.
Pretty much some people you are great guessing. All you got to do is look at, all right, that answer looks stupid as hell.
Right.
Man, that doesn't make any sense. Like, come on, man. And if it's only three choices, I got a 1 in 3 chance to get this right. Like, come on.
Think about this, though. Do you remember any multiple choice test that where you actually remember the answer, like right now off the top of your head?
No.
Exactly. No. And that's the problem. Because you notice anytime you take a multiple choice test, it's always time. So your brain is like, oh, shit. You know, you're setting your brain up for failure because this isn't going to be information that you retain.
No, most of the stuff you didn't retain anyway, but then multiple choice, definitely not. And if you think about it, you know, the old saying, whatever was your first mind was probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go with your first mind, with your instinct. I mean, you can pass a test without even knowing the material. So, I mean, hell. But nowadays, I've seen some tests and I've, you know, taken some tests to either get, you know, some kind of training or just whatever. And if it's one of those deals where you have to just keep, like, say you get the answer wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make you take, you know, take the whole test again because you missed a certain amount of answers. And now you get to take the test again. All I got to do now is memorize the answers. I don't have to look at the question anymore.
I wonder who that's a shout out at. Or they give you the answers multiple times and give you multiple tries before you take the test.
Yes.
Talking to you, Todd.
So yeah, man, it's all hogwash. I believe the USA is, I want to say, 50 something in like math and science and shit that matters.
Yeah, they addressed that even on the Where to Invade Next, because the lady was like, you know, the United States proclaims that they're so great at everything, but they don't care about anybody but themselves. Like, you know, she was right. Like, I was reading a study that Americans care more about Kardashians than like Mozart or like than like Darwin, you know, just like people, philosophers and theorists. And, you know, Americans, we just care about like entertainment and celebrity and sports more than anything. Hence why Trump is president, because he was a celebrity. This is what happens when you idolize celebrities.
Right. And anything that matters. I mean, think about this way. That's why it's so easy to, if you have a great idea or if you have a great business venture you're trying to do, or, you know, you own a store or whatever is the case, you'll have no shortage of people who will come work for you, because most people don't grow up to learn how to do anything for themselves, because, you know, the school and the curriculum, they don't teach you any damn thing.
No, they don't.
So you just got a whole bunch of people with no real marketable skills who don't know shit, and they're just, you know, hella just You go to your local CVS, Burger King, wherever's the case, man. Grown ass people, like, you're not gonna hand them the fucking, you know, keys to your business. Most people don't know how to do shit and don't care to do shit, but they can tell you all about what they saw on TV last night.
Right.
They know all the net worth of name of celebrity.
Exactly. And that's supposed to, you know, it's basically like, oh, that's supposed to get you famous. Like, in their heads, they're thinking, oh, I wish there was a game show where, you know, they give you $1 million for learning about, like, celebrities' networks and just trivial things. And I've always been a fan of trivial things. There's this market for it. Of course there is. Just, there's a market for bullshit. There's a market for pester. But the problem is I always say it, there's an oversaturation of it. We should be talking about, you know, like, how to treat each other better. That's what we should be talking about.
There's not a real market for fucking common sense, though.
for doing what's morally right.
Right.
This is, I'll give you a great example before we leave. I went to the grocery store this morning, right? I'm parked at the parking lot at the Safeway. And I'm standing, I'm getting like my coupons, I'm getting everything together. Cause I'm like, okay, I'm itemizing in my head. I might forget the bags, cause you know, paper bags cost 10 cents. I might forget my coupons. So I got my phone, I got my headphones, but I'm doing this outside the car. And there was a car right next to me. They're loading up. Now I had got sidetracked. I forgot what, I had to go to the cleaners to go get my shirt, but I was like, okay, I'll do that. So I hear the car honking. They're literally right next to me, like 2 feet away. They're right in front of me. Honk, honk. I'm like, oh, they need to leave. And I'm like, wait a sec, why are they honking so aggressive? So I'm looking at dude, I throw my hands up like, dude, I'm moving. And the lady, like, she's like, move out the fucking way. And I'm like, and then the Latin dude, he was walking, he worked at Safeway, he's going on a smoke break. Me and him, like, look at each other. He's like, we just, like, kind of laugh. He's like, did she just say, tell me to move out the fucking way?
Wait a minute. Where is she at? Where are they at?
She's in the passenger side. He's in the driver's side. So he's honking. It's not like a beep beep. He's like, honk.
I know,
honk.
I know. And but why do they want you to move out the way?
Because I'm my right hand. I'm here. They're here, right? And they need to back up and then, you know, turn this way and then go. So I needed to move. I needed to close my door and move out the way. So I was like, okay, let me close the door. Let me get out the way then. But then I was like, wait a second, why are they honking so damn aggressively? So they started, so I looked at dude, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And she's like, she rolls the window down just like this much. And she's like, move out the fucking way. I'm like,
now, if you were to flash and get the fucking shit up, now they're ready to be on the news and they're ready to sue and all kind of other shit. And I'm tired of the safety net that people feel like they have.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I'm glad you acknowledged that.
Shit, I do, and it pisses me off because a lot of people feel like, oh, I can talk shit and do what I want. Hey, don't let this internet shit get you fucked up.
That's how I feel too. Because
this is real life, and when shit goes down, then you want to be the victim just that fast.
Hey,
just
hey,
as fast as you would. Wow. Get the fuck out of
my eyes, Dave. It's survival of the fittest. So if nowadays nerds are herald, everybody saying a nerd is a term of endearment. Oh, why? Thank you. You know, like, right. So it's like, okay, you want to talk to me? You know, you want to? It's kind of like the meet me in Temecula shit. You know, a few years ago, it was funny. Everybody was saying this dude's too serious, but it's like, no, on some real shit. Like, we talking shit about somebody. He's like, meet me in Temecula.
Mm-hmm.
Coming for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what's like.
And the internet thought it was hilarious. But at the end of the day, he was on some throwback. Nah, right. Motherfucker, we're going to handle this.
Right. And that's.
I don't come from the era of let's talk shit on the internet and that's it. Like, some people don't come from that era of that's the end of it. No, I come from this era of I'm going to beat your ass. So, I mean, you know?
I mean, for me, it's just because I was looking at the couple. It was a sister and a white dude. The white dude was driving. The sister told me to move out the fucking way. And, you know, they go out to the little, you know, to the gate, you know, where you pay for the ticket and everything. And I was like, 2 years ago, I would have confronted them. But it's not worth going to jail over. because, you know, I've been working on my anger and everything. But now I realize San Francisco is not the place for me, not a place for a black man, especially if you're, you know, if you don't, you have anger problems and, you know, you don't really give a shit about like people with their nonsense. It's not the place for you.
No, it's really not. And sometimes nowadays, I just kind of let karma catch up to people. But it is sometimes where you want to dig in that bag of the past and just let people have it. But I understand the consequences of it as well. But like people need to understand, you don't always get that security blanket. And one day you're going to tell somebody to get the fuck out the way, and they're not going to be at that level of I can let this go, or I have real responsibilities or whatever. So not everybody's at that level. So one day you're going to say that to somebody who's going to pull that thing out and light that van up, and you're going to be feeling like, I should have never, and why did they do that? He didn't have to respond like that. And a lot of times when you see things on the news or social media or whatever, you usually see when the middle of the recording. You don't usually see the beginning or what led up to the situation. And I think some people need reality checks, man, for real.
I go back to the boy who cried wolf. A lot of people have that mentality. Like, you know, oh, you hit me. Bam. I can't believe you hit me.
You told me to.
Yeah, what do you... I'll give you another example. It's all I gotta stop going to that Safeway. Me and Michaela one day was going home from the store. This young cat, he was on his bike. He comes around the corner where the sliding doors are, and he almost runs into Michaela. And if it wasn't for my reflexes, he would have hit Michaela. So I'm like, dude, what the fuck you do? Like, he riding his bike into the mall, you know, where the Safeway's at. And he says sorry, and he tries to, like, you know, go away. So I gets in his way. I'm like, dude, you almost ran into my fucking daughter. I said sorry. I'm like, no, get off your bike and walk it, or I'm gonna whoop your ass. He's like, oh, but I was like, no, you're 100%. I was like, here you are, you're 100% in the fucking wrong. You almost ran into this little girl because whatever the fuck. I don't know if you lie or because you on some, you know, you being on some rebellious shit, but. Yeah, you ain't gonna be on this rebellious shit when you get these hands. So, I'm telling you now for your own good, pretty much. Everybody needs that reality check. You don't think I had plenty of reality checks when I was little? Shit.
It's kind of like the other day, and I'll leave it at this and we can go. But the other day, or maybe it was even last week. This happened within the last week or so. The rapper Meek Mill was at the airport. From Philly, he was dating Nicki Minaj.
Oh, the dude that's always yelling.
Yeah, so okay, he was at the airport, and I guess one of the TSA workers was supposed to be a fan or whatever, and I guess he wanted a picture. I guess Meek told him no. So dude got mad and started talking shit. Started, you know, doing Drake lines, and that's why Nicki left, and, you know, just talking hella shit. Just hella shit, I guess. And I guess the next day, they show back up again. And they was like, you know, what was that shit you was talking about? And so, according to dude, he said, well, I thought that they were going to, you know, try to jump me or something. So, yeah, I swung and I started, he swung first, which he shouldn't have said on camera, but he did. But basically, I guess they jumped him.
Wait, was he on duty when all this happened?
I guess so. So he doesn't have a job anymore, I guess. I forgot what airport they were at. But, yeah, I guess he don't have a job, and another cat, they don't have a job no more. But
my God.
Right, so you went from – you couldn't have just let it go. First of all, why are you asking for pictures while you're on duty? Second of all, because somebody told you no, you got mad and started talking shit, and you thought that was the end of it. And then when a confrontation, you think a confrontation is going to break off, you decide you're going to swing. And now you don't have a job and you embarrassed. And you ain't getting no lawsuit because you admitted you swung first. So. And Meek got arrested because I guess he's on probation. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he won't be going to jail because, I mean, you You said you swung on them first, so I mean.
But I don't know too much about. Let me just say this real quick. I don't know too much about Meek Mill. I just know he was that rapper that yells a lot, so that's why I didn't really like listening to him. But nobody should endure going. You're not. He didn't wake up with that TSA agent's, you know, name or on his mind. He didn't wake up right. Be like, you know what, I'm gonna get into. He woke up, you know, handling his business, whatever he's doing. The TSA agent is being unprofessional, and he put Meek Mill in that situation. Meek Mill said no, and you want to start. You got upset because he said no. How about this? We could say no as a society. I don't like this inclusive society that we're in because everybody thinks that you're supposed to say yes to everything.
Right, because the internet told you so.
What happened if Michael Jordan, you know, didn't get cut from his varsity team as a freshman, you know?
Right. What I hate is that because somebody tells you no and you don't get what you want, you react in a manner that makes you look stupid at the end of the day because you can't handle a no. You know what I mean? So young cat, you know, so hopefully he learned something.
Bottom of the line, people treat people better, man, because karma's a bitch.
It really is, man. It really, I mean, he got some Insta karma right there. He got his ass whooped, man. He got jumped. So, hey, in the airport.
Why you on duty?
And you don't have a job no more.
TSA, I already know I'm going to get, but anyways.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, man, thank you people for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a great day, great night, great afternoon, whatever it is. So, peace.
Stay safe. Peace.
Let's go home. Let's go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home. Let's go home.